Hi, this is Jen Pham and so are you, and welcome to Pham-y,
a space where we support each other and invite you along the journey. Okay.
Hi.
It's another week with us, your besties, or I guess with you guys, our besties.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start with our rosebud and thorn.
Yeah, this week we're switching it back up. So I'll go first.
Okay.
My rose, if you didn't catch it on the last episode, is that we are pregnant with baby number two. Super exciting. Super happy about it. Overachievers with the two under two, but I accept the challenge.
Oh, that's a challenge for sure.
We're just really happy. Yeah, we're really happy though. So it's what we prayed for. What's your rose?
My rose is I'm finally getting back in a routine. So I'm able to like find time for myself, which is just really nice to have that like organized sense of my life again.
Mm-hmm.
Thorn.
Do you want to go ahead and do your... Yeah.
Yeah. My thorn is my body is aching. So my wrists are just so sore from just holding the baby all the time. It's like you would never think that your body would be affected in this way, but it's just not a natural way of holding something. And especially as they get older, it's like carrying over 10 pounds like in a really weird way all day.
Yeah, my wrists actually still hurt.
Yeah, I'm afraid it won't.
So I looked
better.
It up. Yeah. It's hard. I looked it up and it says that your joints loosen in preparation to labor. So I guess it just takes time for the joints to unloosen. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel that.
But it's also the way you hold baby. So it's just like being mindful, I guess.
Well, they're here. It's just hoping I heal.
Yeah, me too, because it really does hurt. It honestly even hurts, like, even hold a phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my fingers are starting to hurt, and it hurts to write.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy how important your wrists are.
Yeah, it's very.
Okay, so my thorn is that I actually have a little complications with this pregnancy. I'm hoping, you know, it goes away and everything's okay. But with that being said, I am not allowed to take any caffeine. So it's super tough because we still don't sleep through the night. But I don't know. I don't know how I'm doing it. I keep on trying to find the strength. My mom keeps on saying, like, if you think about your babies, then you can do anything. Just trying to find that super mom strength that I don't think I've achieved that level. Yeah.
I think you definitely have.
I don't feel it. I really struggle. But I mean, I'm doing my best and that's all I got right now.
Yeah, you're doing a lot.
It's only going to get harder from here. So it's okay. And then I guess I'll go ahead and do my bud.
Mm-hmm.
So something I'm looking forward to that actually we're doing right now is we are actually recording for the first time virtually. So this is our first time and I'm really excited about it because it's going to take us to the next level of being moms, working moms, and then on top of that, adding this passion project. So the driving back and forth is just, it takes a lot of time. So I'm really happy that we were able to figure this out because as you guys could tell in our previous episodes, we're still learning the podcast life. So.
Same. I'm 14 episodes in. We're still learning and we're going to continue to learn. So we're just going to keep switching it up to see what works for us. Yeah. So my bud is kind of like what you said, but it's just like I'm excited about life lately and just what's to come. Like there's so many milestones happening, like business-wise, parent life, you know, even like watching my daughter grow. And it's just exciting to see what's next. Thank you. I'm excited for both of us.
I know, only good things. You're going to finish this year strong.
Yeah, it's already past half a year. It's crazy. Yeah.
So moving on, our episodes this week is about physiological questions.
Philosophical questions.
So we have a lot of questions.
Wait, philosophical questions.
Why did I ever say that word? And I feel like I'm illiterate whenever.
It's okay. I couldn't spell it.
I can spell it, but I can't read it. Okay. That doesn't make... Because I read it as if I'm spelling it. Okay. So this is actually a requested topic. So shout out to our friends that are asking, our besties are asking, you know, I guess what we view on all these life questions. All right, so what question do you want to start with?
Oh, so we're just going to bounce off each other.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll just go with the first one. Is ignorance bliss?
Okay, I'll answer that. I always want to hear what you have to say before you say it, but okay, I'll answer it first. I think ignorant is so bliss. Unless it's being hurtful to somebody else, it's so bliss for my life. Like, I really don't, you know, we live in America, and I really don't want to know where our food comes from. Like, I just know it's not good for us. I'm okay with not knowing for the rest of my life. It's not like I'm going to live somewhere else. I can do the best I can. Yeah. But being from Asia, we just, in Eastern culture, you just don't ignore an entire food group. So I don't believe in that.
That's such an interesting take you decided to take on ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, like it's so bliss for me. You know, I love not knowing. I would do anything to avoid the Netflix documentaries about food or anything. But if it was about other people and concerning other people, I don't think it's bliss. I think it's just hurtful. I think it's just flat ignorant. So that's my view on is ignorant bliss. What's yours?
I mean, I definitely agree. Ignorance is bliss. Like, naturally, if you don't know what's better for you, then, and you just continue to do whatever, it's like easy. You don't have conviction, you know, like guiding you. Mm-hmm. So mine was more so like, is ignorance bliss on, I guess, behavior. So like, if you don't realize or like what you're doing in your life. So like, kind of,
you're just like in your own la la land.
Yeah, you're just in la la land. Like, ignorance is bliss when you just like don't know, but is it always beneficial? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. So I agree. Ignorance is absolutely bliss. It's like the term curiosity killed the cat. Like, sometimes you just don't want to know. And you're fine being delusional.
Sometimes it's better not to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agree.
And it doesn't hurt all the time.
Okay. No, it doesn't. I think it's fine. I already messed up my body long enough. And sometimes it's not about being ignorant. I think it's like, you know, alcohol is not good for you.
Yeah.
Are we going to continue to drink it? Absolutely. Because it's to your own body. I think it's fine. If it's to yourself. But if it's somebody else, then that's kind of where it's like, check yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next question. I want to ask you, is it ever okay to lie?
I don't know. That question's so hard because, like, we all do it. Like, if you tell me you've never told a lie, you just did. Like, those white lies. I don't think it's ever okay to lie if you're asking from, like, an outside point of view. Because I think honesty is always the best route. It puts everything out on the table and there's nothing to hide. So once you're given everything, you can find a better way to, like, move about a situation if someone's told you honestly everything on the table. I know a lot of times the times I lie is maybe I want to protect someone's feelings or in some way look out for myself, but then that always ends up being more work to carry out that lie. Like, if I just told the truth...
I have a question for you. Have you ever told someone I love you without meaning it? And you just said it because they said it to you first. You know, because that's technically a lie. Like, I don't feel that, but you said it. So now we're just going to be in complete silence. Or just thanks. Thanks for loving me. You know, or do you say it back and you don't mean it?
No, I don't think I've said I love you without meaning it. I just say like that. I'd rather not. But in that at some aspect, like, I guess I could have. Like if someone said, if I find you attractive and I didn't find them attractive, but I didn't want to hurt their feelings, then yeah, I would be like, oh, I find you attractive too. Like in that case, I lied.
Okay. I was just curious.
So like things like that, but I don't think I ever lied about and I love you. There was okay. There was love in my heart. Oh, you know what? Maybe I did. I don't even know. Now that I'm like evaluating myself, I'm like, if you have to think really hard about this, you might have. Have you?
I have not lied to someone that I love them because I usually break up with them before I get there. I'm like, ooh, I feel them catching really strong feelings. Like, I can feel you loving me and I gotta leave before you say it.
Okay, so that's once like an action it, form of honesty.
Yeah, I do everything. I do everything I can not to lie. But I think the contingency is when it comes to children.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would lie to my
children. Like about
what? In cases... I don't know. I really want to be like, reindeers are real.
Okay, not like that, but like, let's say you're having financial problems. Would you let your kids know?
Oh, I wouldn't lie about that. I would be honest because I, like you said, it makes it worse in the long run. If I continue to say yes to all my friends or say yes to going out, saying yes here and there, I'm putting myself in a financial burden. And I think... because we're at a different state in our life where our lives no longer just depend on our individuality. We have a family now. I can't risk my family for one fun event or peer pressure event or anything like that. So I don't lie about finances. I don't think it's anyone's business. So if I do share it, then it's because I feel comfortable to. But that's how I feel about it. And I do think it's kind of okay to lie to young children. But as they get older and they have a sense of understanding, I think that it's not okay to lie to children because they're going to think it's okay to lie.
Yeah.
And that's not how I want to raise mine. So to me, it's like, it's okay for, you know, the tooth fairy and Easter bunny and all the fun things of using their imagination. But once it gets to, they understand, then I'm not going to lie to them because it feels like a betrayal and they're so small and they have big feelings. I think it's going to break their heart.
No, yeah, I agree.
And I'm not ready for that. But I don't think, for me, I don't care to lie because I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care to hurt your feelings. I don't care to, I don't care. But that's my thoughts on, is it ever okay to lie?
Actually, you like don't lie now that I thought about it. You just tell it, you really don't care. Oh, it's so funny because I actually am reading a book about this. Is love just a feeling?
I don't know the scientific answer, but I want to say no, because I know that when you love, it's more than just a feeling. It's your brain chemicals interacting too. And I don't know if you've ever been through a breakup or any grief where you literally feel like your heart is broken. Like when someone passes away or something.
Okay, so but isn't that a feeling?
Yeah, but not with your brain, because with a baby, just the touch and eye contact and cuddles from mom, the baby's brain develops more because of the love, you know?
Okay.
Well, maybe that's like science, but I don't think it's just the feeling, because I think there's other things that domino effects, like scientifically, because of love.
So let's say you're in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, so is love enough?
No, love is never just enough. Do you think love is enough?
No, absolutely not. I've said that like the moment I entered my relationship, I said love is not enough.
You have to choose them. It's a mental decision every single day.
Yeah, I think for me, love in itself is just a feeling. Mm-hmm. But everything you do after that is like, is what you're choosing to do. It's a decision. It's a commitment with your mind kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like marriages that end up, you know, like lasting a really long time. I think you can have a very successful marriage without love.
I agree. So if the marriage is based off of love, do you think that if a couple were to fall out of love, if they would still be successful?
If they're only deeming love as the, like, the determining factor to be together, I don't think they could be successful. Because you to, like, because you're going to have ups and downs. You're not, mm-hmm. I'm not always in a lovey-dovey mood, you know, like, shit's going to hit the fan. You're, you know, like, going to get upset at each other. And, you know, like, they say when you're in a marriage, too, you date the same person, but, like, five different people. Because they change and, you know, you're not the same person you were at, like, 21, at 31, and, you know, like, so on and so on. So if they're just determining love as a factor to stay together, then they're not going to, it's not going to survive, but you have to, it's commitment.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm on the same page. That's exactly what I think, except for I don't think love is just a feeling.
Okay.
I think it's a little bit more. Or maybe okay, it's a well, feeling.
See, this is why we have two things. Different opinions.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. Should organ donors be financially compensated?
I read that and I was like, okay. So organ donors, as in like on your driver's license that says like an organ donor and after you die.
Mm-hmm.
So who's going to get compensated?
Like what if it was, when you're taking your driver's license or you're renewing your driver's license and you decide to be an organ donor, that's when you would be financially compensated, like a check in the mail from the government or something. Or whatever.
Then everyone would do that.
Yeah, but do you think that organ donors should be compensated?
Okay, it'd be nice. Yeah, if I just checked organ donor on my thing and I said, if I die, you can use my organs. If you were going to compensate me right now, that would be great. I love, you know, like free money. Or I guess it's not free because I'm paying with my body later on in life. But not really. Do I think they should be compensated? Not really. It's your choice. You know, you're choosing to, you know, your body's not going to be used. Your organs aren't going to be able to use for your body when you die. If you have the chance to help someone else or save someone else, is that going to be something that you're willing to do? Like, you're like, here you go, do it. Or are you only doing it so you can get money?
I think it's like those. I mean, I'm with you where what is your real intention of being an organ donor? But then I also think, you know, I could just die and not share anything. but I am. Yeah. So maybe I should be compensated. But if their body and their organs are not for use because they weren't in good health, then, you know, they couldn't even donate anyway. So they wouldn't get financially compensated. That's true, too. I think that if it's like a young child, if my son or whoever, if it was a young child, that as a parent, I offered to organ donate my child's liver or whatever, I think being financially compensated would be nice because there's so many hospital bills that got him to that point where he's a young child that had to, like, didn't live a long life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be nice if you were to be compensated. But is it like a, like, I deserve it feeling? No.
It's not like a really I deserve it feeling, but I think there would be way many more. But also on the other flip end, if it was your child that's waiting on an organ and you guys are paying like mountains of hospital bills and then, you know, you can't afford to buy another organ to financially compensate somebody else. So that's kind of why I'm like, I don't think that organ donors should be financially compensated. I do not think they should. Even though I am an organ donor myself.
Yeah, I'm an organ donor. If I die, go ahead, use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last question of this episode, you pick.
Do you have free will or is everything determined by fate or destiny? So will your life go down a certain path that's set for you no matter what you do?
This is how I believe in it in my own world. God has already made my plans. Yeah. And no matter what I do, I'm going to get the same outcome until I learn his lessons. So if I don't learn the lesson that he's trying to teach me in that time frame of my life, he's going to teach me again and again and again. But I will still have the same outcome, the same husband. But it would just take me longer to get there because of my own life decisions, if that makes sense. That's kind of how I see it.
So let me ask, what if you never found God?
Even if I didn't find God, I do think I believe in a higher power. Mm-hmm. It humbles you. And I would hope that my child believes in a higher power, whatever that looks like, because my mom's side is Buddhist. So my mom's side's beliefs are a little bit different. But all in all, it's about being a good person on whoever you believe in. So whatever religion I'm dedicated to, I would still believe in being a good person and believing that that higher power is with me. Whether that's the universe, whether that's, I don't know, Buddha, what, I don't know, whoever, Allah, like whoever it is, I just believe that they already made my plan. It's already been set. I'm just a Sim. If you ever played Sims, I just kind of do things and I'm like, la, la, la. You know, if you don't assign a Sim what to do, it would just do things itself, but it will have the same outcome of whatever you decided.
Okay.
That's kind of what I believe. What about you?
You know, mine is I also believe in God and I believe that he has like a path out for me. But I also believe that he's given us free will to choose to follow him or not. So like I'm torn because a part of me is like, yeah, of course, like I believe my path is set out correctly if I choose to follow him. Like the path that he has set out for me, I will go down that if I continue to walk with him. However, if I choose to take a turn and, you know, like completely fall my life into like a life of addiction and drugs and like not care about anything and just go down like a whole life of just basic sin, then I don't know if I can say it would still turn out if I had gone the other way. Because in a matter of like free will, he gave me the freedom to choose whether to follow him and choose not to. So in that aspect, I believe we have free will. Like you can choose to go and go toward the life that was destined for you. Or you can choose to like say fuck it and go the other way. You know? In that aspect, yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of didn't answer your question. I'm just like, okay, you have both free will.
No, I think you did.
I definitely don't think it's one or the other.
No, yeah.
I think you're leaning on the free will side.
Yeah, I do lean on the free will side. I believe you have a choice.
Yeah, and I definitely believe that you have a choice too. That's why I always, what I believe in is, you know, if you don't follow and you don't learn God's lesson, he's going to teach you over and over and over again. You know where you're going to end up, right? Downstairs. And I'm trying to go hang out with my pup in heaven. So just doing good by people. I think either way, like as of right now, I truly believe that you and I are both on our path to what we are supposed to have.
Absolutely, and I feel it every day.
I feel it too.
I think you and I are definitely on that path. Me too. It's a very calm feeling. Like even this episode, I feel like it's very calm. It's not our usual like super heightened selves. Mm-hmm. And
I think it's because I'm tired, but I can't bring it. But I do appreciate the peace that we have in our lives right now.
Yeah, we're here to be authentic and raw, and some days we're not going to come in like guns a-blazing, like, hello, hi.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that's all the time we have today, our friends, our besties. This was a requested episode, so if you guys want any other episodes that are requested, we're here for you.
Yeah, we personally love doing questions that people ask about because it makes us know you guys are listening and you guys want to hear from us. So we appreciate y'all and we'll catch you guys next time.
Okay, bye.